Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm Vincent, your host. And before we get into which head of state joined an anti-lockdown protest, we go to the Discord call-in lines, where we have Christian Anarchist waiting patiently. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to share a little inside information that I have.
All right, let's hear it.
Of course, we have to keep it anonymous because it does involve patient data. But in our little county here, we've had 3 coronavirus deaths for quite a while. You know, if you're looking at the statistics on the Johns Hopkins website.
Mm-hmm.
So... a few days ago, because we have access to our own patient records, we have a patient who was dying. He was on hospice, dying of Alzheimer's, and they suspected that he had coronavirus. So they put in there suspected of coronavirus in his chart, but then they did a coronavirus test, which came back negative.
Okay.
Yeah, but once you have that in your medical chart that says you're suspected that you have coronavirus, that continues forever. See, that's the nice thing about the new electronic medical records. Once something's in your chart, you can never get rid of it. Doesn't matter how, you know, it's there forever. You will never get rid of it. Anyway, I just kind of had a suspicion that if I watched the website, the Johns Hopkins website, we were going to see our death count for coronavirus go up by 1. And sure enough, today, our death count went up by 1. I don't have solid evidence to prove.
Yeah, you can't say for sure that it was the same guy.
I can't say for sure that it was the same guy, but I'll bet you any money. I mean, it's not a big county here. I'll bet you any money that this is the one. And even though his test comes back negative, because they suspected he had, you know, symptoms that match coronavirus, which also match flu, which also match the common cold, that they're going to count it as a coronavirus death. And then I see the count go up by 1.
You're calling BS on a lot of these government numbers. Numbers that, as you pointed out, Vincent, earlier in the show tonight, are already just on their own fairly low when you look at them in comparison to other viruses and things like that. But you're saying, Gene, that these numbers, these low numbers that the government are even presenting, are themselves padded and inflated.
I suspect so. And when you've got somebody who's on hospice, you know, for people that don't realize what hospice is when you're being treated because you're dying.
Right.
And you're not being treated for your underlying conditions at all, whatever if you have cancer or heart disease or whatever. You don't treat those conditions at all because you've already come to the conclusion that you're dying.
Yeah.
So all that you're treated for when you're in hospice is pain control. Pain management.
Right.
So you get a lot of those, you know, powerful painkillers, morphine and things like that, so that it just keeps the pain under control. Now, I would like to point out, and, you know, some people don't like hospice. They say, oh, well, you're just letting people die. No, you're actually, it's a very, very,
compassionate.
Yes, it's a very compassionate way to treat the phase from life to death, because 100 years ago, if you had some of these conditions, cancer, etc., you're going to die in some of the most miserable pain you can imagine. Yeah. So the last breath of your life is in unimaginable pain. So hospice will actually manage that pain and give people a peaceful passing from this life. Now, I believe that there's another life after this one, so you go on to another life. It's nice. I would imagine. I mean, I haven't died yet. But so I would think that
I'm curious to I'm just curious to ask back to the back to coronavirus. So you suspect that that we're just adding superfluous deaths and saying that it's coronavirus. Why would they do that when I think it was I saw that like faking a death certificate or you know they could get in trouble for fraud or at least there'd be a large controversy. So why do you think we're taking hospitals or taking that risk?
Well, it's not a risk really because when if you're a doctor and you write a death certificate, you're basically just using your medical judgment as to what you thought was the final nail in the coffin. Some of these people have a lot of conditions. You know, they'll have heart problems and kidney problems and all these other different things. And ultimately, every person dies from heart failure because your heart stops beating and then you're dead. You know, so when you write those things out, nobody takes a fine-tooth comb over these death certificates. They just nobody has the time. Nobody really cares.
And so hospitals get money too for each COVID death. Like the government gives them more, hands out a bigger check for each COVID-19 death. That's one of the allegations I've been hearing as to why the numbers might be inflated. I don't know if you know anything about that.
I kind of doubt that's the case, but you know, there might be some grant money or something, but I doubt that they're getting any money just straight for certain kind of deaths.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the call, Christian Anarchist. Appreciate
it. Yeah, it's interesting having somebody who works in a doctor's office full time reporting in like that. So
yes,
thanks for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Greatly appreciate it because, and I think it's important. You know, we could talk all day about this and what we've seen in one study or seen in another study, but what people really listen to are people who wear white lab coats. So we need to maybe we should just get some white lab coats, get some sheets. You know, put it on. People will listen to us more and you know trust us.
I'm not interested in pandering to people's beliefs and authority, but you're right. That's what people fall for. They fall for that stuff, whether it be a man with a badge in a uniform or a man in a lab coat or a man in a suit. That stuff works on people.
Well, Ian, you know what you should do is you should go and get become a doctor of chiropractic so you could legally call yourself Dr. Ian.
Oh, there was actually a couple of talk show hosts in Florida, South Florida, back when Free Talk Live started on Real Radio in Sarasota, where I'm from. There was another Real Radio station in West Palm Beach, and they did a show called The Love Doctors, and they referred to themselves as Dr. Rich and Dr. Glenn. And were they actually doctors? Well, the names of this whole doctor thing went to like a resort in Jamaica and they became honorary doctors of love or like they got doctorates in love or something from some, you know, fly-by-night school or whatever. So they were technically doctors from that perspective, but they weren't medical doctors or doctors of, you know, psychology or anything like that.
Very interesting.
So anybody can be a doctor if that's what they want to do.
So maybe we could get the Shire Free Church to have, like, doctorates in freedom so I could be doctored more.
Well, the Shire Free Church is a decentralized organization, so, I mean, if you want to do that, I suppose you could.
All right, well, don't give me any ideas. All right, I have too many projects on my plate and too many scams going. But, so, I teased it, and I don't know, Ian, would you guess, right, would you be able to guess which head of state actually joined an anti-lockdown protest?
Brazil's president.
You saw
I haven't seen the story. That was seriously a guess.
Okay, well, yes, it is.
Because he's been one of the most vocal against these lockdowns. Or not the lockdowns specifically, but against all of the provisions that governments have been forcing.
Oh, absolutely.
People.
He was one of the first people to contract, or first heads of state to, you know, allegedly contract the coronavirus.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, and people were giving him grief because, you know, he was coughing when he was at the protest. This is from CNN. Brazil President Jair Bolsonaro defends joining anti-lockdown protests. And I have never heard, at least in this century, like a head of state joining a protest, right? You'd see Chuck Schumer outside some like at some abortion rally, mm-hmm. or you'd have Trump went to an anti-abortion rally, but never like it just an outright picket line protest. So Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has defended his participation in a public protest against coronavirus lockdown measures, saying that he was not calling for military action against the country's other branches of government. What a weakling salad. Oh my God, I have lost all. Sunday's protest, which was held in Brasilia outside the army's headquarters. Okay, now I understand why people, that might be controversial. Outside the army's headquarters gathered dozens of Bolsonaro supporters wearing the country's emblematic yellow and green. large signs, including one reading "Military Intervention with Bolsonaro in Power," were visible in a live stream of the event posted to the president's personal Facebook page. And now this reminds me of another movement in the United States calling for Trump to take full military dictatorship power, which we'll get into on the other side. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live.
Hold on, sorry.
Welcome Welcome back. We'll do it live. Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. That's F-R-E-E. F is in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we are joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm your host, Vincent. And now we're going to continue talking about... Jair Bolsonaro, president of Brazil, attending a protest against the lockdown in front of the army headquarters, featuring protesters holding signs demanding military intervention with Bolsonaro in power. And now, you know, granted, it very well could be a plant, or there could have been just like many of, like just one person there that looked like that. Because in the United States, with our lying media does, is they would see like one person, like there'd be like a freedom protest, and they'd see one person with a Confederate flag or dressed as a Nazi, and all the cameras are on them while all the regular people
right.
are. And I mean, even in some of the more, like if they can't find someone wearing a Confederate flag or being an agitator, they just cover all the, you know, all the pro-Trump signs, and they leave out, you know, the rest of the people who are at these lockdown rallies, anti-lockdown rallies, protesting the protesting it. So, although with Brazil, you know, I mean, the history of Brazil and unfortunately many South American countries, their you know, military coups and dictatorships are, I mean, it's they're not often, but it's. I'm trying to find the words here. It's more common than one would think, you know, just being from the United States. There'd be like bloodless coups where the military would just show up. And it's all around the world, too, right? You know, in the United States, we're lucky, or it's somewhat of an, maybe not lucky, but
politicians are lucky that doesn't happen here.
Exactly. Yeah, it's somewhat of an anomaly, at least for now, that there's been always at least on the outside, a peaceful transfer of power.
Yeah, I have to wonder what would happen. You know, we've seen some of these protests in the U.S. There was one in Austin over the weekend. There was one in New Hampshire as well that we went to. How far are these people willing to go? Like, Americans aren't used to doing much more than going out and waving some signs and calling their politicians. But if they keep going out and nothing changes, where are they going to go from here? What are the next steps going to be? Are they actually going to step out and take a risk like Shelley Luther did in Dallas, where WFAA is reporting that she's risking a possible fine and jail time? A Dallas salon owner says she's reopening tomorrow. Quote, "We're about to lose everything, and we haven't gotten any help, so I had to make a decision." And this is what I've been saying this whole time is, hey, business owners, I understand that you're afraid. I understand that the government goons are scary and they are threatening you. But if it's going to come down to you losing your business because you can't pay the rent because you aren't allowed to be open and you've lost your employees and you're losing your customers, you got to do something at some point. And it sounds like some people are finally willing to step up and take a risk.
Absolutely. It's like the saying, you could either live on your knees or die on your feet.
Exactly.
And I think it's good, even though this is a it's not the most dramatic thing, right? Just opening your store for business. But I think this is at least in this case, it's revolutionary in this time where business.
That's how crazy, I mean, what you're saying there, Vincent, is how crazy of a bizarro world we're living in, where just opening your business is now a revolutionary act. Getting together and hanging out at Central Square, you know, as we're doing every Friday night here in Keene at the Keene Nightcaps, is civil disobedience to just simply get together and hang out. Now, we're adding open container to it, so it's extra civil disobedience, but nonetheless, these sort of normal things that we take for granted are now civilly disobedient acts that are being pushed back against not only by government goons, but also by normal people who now normal means locking yourself away in your home and staying away from people, whereas the things that, you know, we're by no means considered to be normal prior to this, but now the things we're doing are what normal people used to do generally, like get together and hang out, and now we're criminals for doing that.
It's true. Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up. It is such a role reversal where before this whole corona hysteria, I was a paranoid one. I was the germaphobe. I was the misanthrope. You know, I spent a lot of time inside. And now, you know, now that we're forced to be inside, I want to go outside. I don't care about germs anymore. Whatever happens, you know, I guess I sort of lost a decent amount of paranoia becoming a Christian. You know, whatever happens, happens.
Here's another question in, you know, on this Dallas story. And I've got two other stories about other barbers and haircutters that are planning on reopening, because the one thing I've heard more from anybody else, from everybody in this situation, people that are staying home or whatever, is like, hey, we're going to get a haircut. There's a lot of people asking that question.
A what?
A haircut.
What's that?
Well, yeah. But
I've never heard of it.
Some people would like to have one, and all hair salons are closed, and haircutter, you know, professional barbers and stylists are afraid to go back to work or afraid to even go to their customers' homes, like do an in-call job or have their customers come to them, because they're worried the state regulators are going to find them. But in this case, Ms. Luther, Shelley Luther, she's owned a Dallas salon called Salon a la Mode for 3 years, and she told WFAA she's aware of the risk she's taking and added if she doesn't open up, there won't be a salon for her or her staff to return to. Quote, I can't afford to not stay open, and my stylist can't afford to stop working anymore. We're about to lose everything and haven't gotten any help, so I had to make a decision. A Dallas County judge, according to WFAA, Clay Jenkins, made the decision to close salons, massage parlors, tattoo parlors, nail salons, and barbershops on March 22nd. This is a judge. In his executive order, I didn't know judges could write executive orders. They're not executives, are they? Any business in violation can face a misdemeanor punishable by a fine not to exceed $1,000 or jail time not to exceed 6 months. The fine print in Jenkins' order is well known to Luther. She says, quote, I'm prepared to take on whatever it is that comes with this, unquote. Like many business owners in Texas who are forced to close, she's bleeding cash. Prior to this, she had three jobs, musician, makeup artist, and stylist. The single mother has lost all three jobs as a result of, now they say COVID-19, but it's not COVID-19. It's this judge. It's these governors. It's these government goons. She revealed to WFAA she chose to pay the lease for her business this month instead of her own home's mortgage. So she had to choose one or the other. Do you pay your business lease or do you pay your own mortgage? She says, quote, I don't want to cause any problems, but when you're out of money, someone has to stand up and say they're not helping us by not letting us work, she said. So she's planning on reopening under strict guidelines on Friday. She said there will be sanitizing stations and that clients wouldn't be able to come in unless they wear a mask. So by no means is this woman doing, like, freedom salon stuff. She's trying to appease the regulators. She's like, look, we got masks. We've got sanitizing stations. Please let me reopen.
So you know, it would be a shame but ironic if they shut her down anyways, despite all of that. I wonder if that'll factor into a cop's decision or city of a city busybody's decision.
The cops are going to look at it. They're going to look at her being open and say, you're not allowed to be open by the governor's order. You will close or else.
It's absolutely sick. We're not turning into a police state. The police state is here. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More large universities and colleges are either returning or halting tax dollars they received amid the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump says the aid would have gone to Harvard, Stanford, Princeton, and more large businesses to the amount of $350 million.
And they've either not gone out or we've renegotiated it and they're not getting them. So in a couple of cases, they're sending them back and sending them back immediately.
After being held up by Democrats last week, a bill to help small businesses is headed to President Trump's desk after final passage in the House. The bill provides loans for small businesses, and Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall says it will help America's economy.
This rescue package throws a lifeline to small businesses and the American worker to keep them whole during this hard time.
USA Radio News. The FDA has given emergency authorization to the first coronavirus test that allows people to collect their own samples at home using a nasal swab before mailing it off to a lab for analysis. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn tells Fox News this is a great breakthrough.
This is a really great development and another example of the partnership between the federal government, FDA, and lab developers. What this does is it allows for home self-collection under certain conditions. LabCorp is the company that developed this. The data show us that the test is accurate and that this can be safely done at home. So really quick and easy, and a nice approach for someone to stay at home and do this. Less risk to healthcare professionals because they don't have to be the ones putting the swab in the person's nose.
And of the 4.4 million Americans filing for first-time jobless claims last week, the biggest increases were in Colorado, New York, Missouri, Florida, and North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you could do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE, F as in freedom, that's 855-450-3733. In studio, we're joined by...
Yeah, it's Ian.
And it's me, your host, Vincent, and I want to talk to you about Divi. Now, the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. And so before we... begin. Actually, I have this article here about to begin. Task force members sent Burks, otherwise known as Scarf Lady, to convince Trump to denounce Kemp's Georgia reopening decision, source says. And Trump now has denounced at least last I checked, he has denounced the Georgia Republican governor's decision to reopen business. But before we get to that, waiting patiently on the line is Surf Daddy calling in from Ventura, California. Welcome. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up? Good.
Hey, I want to let you know that I'm still out surfing. So are my sons.
Nice.
So is my daughter's roommate in an egregious act of civil disobedience out here.
Oh, you criminal, you, oh my God, terrorizing, you all, well, how could you justify spreading all these deadly germs and viruses to all these old people? What, do you hate old people?
Well, what about the dolphins, man?
The dolphins, oh, is COVID-19, I first heard about, was it dogs, now cats. Don't tell me our mammalian friends, our aquatic mammalian friends, the dolphins are getting COVID-19.
Gosh, I hope not. This situation is really surreal.
Yep.
I went into Costco this morning, and there's a loudspeaker outside, like something out of a movie, with, you know, the announcement saying the CDC recommends that you do this, and all these guidelines that are over this loudspeaker, a big loudspeaker outside. It's such a, we live in George Orwell's movie right now, or yeah. Orwell country. This is like beyond anything my imagination ever, I thought.
It's crazy. It really is crazy.
And so have you had any worries about, because I saw, or at least on my evening show, Questioning Authority, I saw footage of like the surfer who's just his surfer surfing alone on the beach, and he was surrounded by police boats, by a helicopter, by cops, and was detained. So are you, when you go out surfing, are you worried about that sort of response?
Well, no. I mean, that was down in Malibu, which is probably an hour south. But to be honest, the cops I know, none of them want to enforce this stuff. Most of them are just, it won't do it, to be honest. But obviously, there's down there in L.A., there's a few. But, they're just following orders. We've heard that before, right?
Oh, yes, unfortunately, way too many times. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nah, just sharing my experience. Great show today. And, this woman in Dallas, I think that's what you were just talking about.
Yeah, the salon owner.
Yeah, she's a hero.
I agree, and that's all. I mean, she's just trying to run her business, you know, and she's going to do her best. She's going to open tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., so I'm going to make a note, and we'll see if we can follow up maybe Saturday and see what the news is, see if they left her alone or if they sent the police SWAT team in to put a stop to this.
The surf SWAT team. Thank you for thank you for the call, Surf Daddy.
You know, was it he who mentioned Georgia or you that mentioned Georgia?
We're about to get into Georgia.
Okay, what's the news there?
So this is, I just want to say for the people who are saying like, oh yeah, Trump is playing 5D chess, he's maneuvering the Democrats into destroying themselves. Well, and you know, Trump, who was saying, talking about liberating all these states like Michigan that had these open American protests. Well, I mean, he tweeted that to liberate it.
Yeah, but now, note that he did not tweet liberate New Hampshire. There was a huge protest in New Hampshire.
Very good.
Why didn't he tweet that? Because it's all about politics. He said liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, liberate whatever the other one was. They were all states with Democrat governors. Didn't say liberate New Hampshire.
And from what I recall, Sununu was never pro-Trump. He was, I think he had to go along with it when Trump was elected. But so, I mean, I don't want to call it like a misplaced sense of loyalty, but I think just Trump doesn't care. And as evidence here, this is from CNN, this was published today. Members of a coronavirus task force had to convince President Donald Trump. And now, I mind you, this is from CNN, the most trusted name in fake news. So, take it with a grain of salt. They always have these anonymous sources. So they had to convince President Donald Trump to change his view on Georgia's Republican governor's decision to reopen businesses in his state later this week, a source close to the task force told CNN. But knowing the kind of people on a task force, I don't doubt that they would leak this to CNN. At a meeting before Wednesday's briefing, task force members discussed the likelihood of being asked about Governor Brian Kemp's controversial move to open up many businesses, such as nail salons and bowling alleys, the source added. I got to say, bowling alleys, you know, everyone touches the balls, right? They share the balls, uh-huh. so that's a source to spread the virus.
Oh, well, I've got the list of requirements in order to reopen, not the bowling alleys, but a restaurant in Georgia. So, when you're ready.
Absolutely. Trump has been publicly encouraging the country to, excuse me, the count. Is it the county?
Counties, countries, counties,
even in the face of his own administration. Okay, so country, they just great proofreading. Well, whatever. I mean, if the journalistic integrity is already, you know, that low, why should they bother proofreading it? Even in the face of his own administration's guidelines released last week that outlay benchmarks that few regions of a country have met. On Tuesday, when asked about Kemp's decision, Trump had said, he's a very capable man, he knows what he's doing, he's done a good job, a very good job as governor. During the meeting, Dr. Anthony Fauci and other task force members said if scientists were not in agreement with Trump on the Georgia issue during the news conference, it would pose a problem. Quote, because, yeah, our country is run by scientists, not by the people and for the people, right? Quote, I cannot defend this publicly, Fauci said, although he has a way slimier voice, but he seems like a Poindexter, so I'll use my Poindexter voice. Fauci said to others at the meeting, the source said, members of a group agreed it was necessary to attempt to change Trump's mind on the subject. They then asked Dr. Deborah Birx, and she's, as I said, you know, the lady who has that scarf on, even though it's not cold inside, the panel's coordinator to try and convince
Dr.
Trump.
Dr. Karen.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, Dr. Karen, to try and convince Trump to oppose Kemp's move. She had a private meeting with a Trump had a I'm not going to make that joke. With the president just prior to the news conference and successfully convinced him to denounce Kemp's decision. Trump's public stance on Kemp marked an about-face. Just the day before, on Tuesday, Trump and Vice President Mike Pence told the Georgia Republican via telephone that they supported his decision on reopening the state and praised his work as governor, according to a separate source with knowledge on the call. But the president, around the time Birx met with Trump, had a second call with Kemp, according to two anonymous sources familiar with the situation. This call was brief and struck an entirely different tone than the first. Trump asked the governor to slow down his reopening plan, to which Kemp said no, according to the sources. The president said he'd call Kemp back later to discuss, but never did. To the relief of the members of a task force, Trump proceeded to say he disagreed with Kemp's decision during the Wednesday evening briefing. I told the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, that I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities which are in violation of a Phase 1 guidelines for the incredible people of Georgia. Trump said, sugarcoating them with a compliment. That's nice. He suggested he would intervene if he saw, quote, something totally egregious. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany
denies whatever he wants.
Oh, and they deny that Trump had changed his position. No one changed Trump's view. I was with. Okay, so he has his propaganda ministress.
You're going too far, too fast.
This is most egregious. Don't worry, this is 3D chess, everyone. 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, but you can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and in studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm your host, Vincent, and I want to talk to you about Intercoin. So Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now, communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of the freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that this is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. So now, Ian, you say you have the Georgia guidelines brought up.
Oh, yeah, because Trump's making it sound like, whoa, Georgia's going too far, too fast, we can't, I did support it, but now I don't support it, it's too much, too open, too fast, right? Like, that's sort of the idea here, that's the...
Yeah, and he'll step in, right? The feds will step in if there's anything egregious. So let's see if there's anything egregious here.
Let's see if this just is, this is too much, too far here, because again, all these states that are putting out that, we're reopening, because I've got the Idaho plan as well, and... They're making it sound like they actually care about business. They're making it sound, see, we care, we're reopening sooner rather than later. But here's the restrictions on restaurants specifically. Okay, this is from WSB, big TV station in Atlanta, Georgia. This is from their website, per the governor's order, which they do link to here. The Governor Kemp, Brian P. Kemp, says on his Twitter, "This evening I signed an executive order for reviving a healthy Georgia with our plan for the safe reopening of specific sectors of Georgia's economy with limited operations." So, safe, specific sectors, so it's totally centrally planned economy. We will decide who gets to reopen. We will decide in what way you'll get to reopen. And here are the limitations. No more than 10 patrons per 500 square feet are allowed inside at once. Now, I think the room we're in here, Vincent, may be like, I don't know, 20 foot by 10 foot. This might be like a 200 square foot room. So think about the size of like fucking great. The it's the name of the business. It's a pho noodle restaurant. Fucking great here in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't think that business is much more than 1,500 square feet. I mean, just...
Well, how is anyone going to measure that? Like, the customer? The business owner
knows.
Makes sense. I mean, but the police, you know, are the police going to go
there?
They're
going to grab a measuring tape, and they're going to, you know, come in.
I think the cops will be nice if they use a measuring tape. I'm sure that plenty of them will use their discretion.
Eyeball it, yeah. No more than 10 patrons per 500 square feet. So, restaurants that were packing them in, you're not going to be able to do that anymore. When you open a restaurant, and I'm not an expert at this, but, you know, it's important how many tables you can fit and how many people are sitting at those tables in the space that you have. This is an important calculation that a restaurateur goes through when deciding what size of a space to open in. Well, now the government's coming in and being like, oh, well, basically you're going to have a tenth of as many people in your restaurant as you previously did. So why even bother? All employees are required to wear masks at all times. Employers must screen and evaluate workers who exhibit signs of illness, such as a fever over 100.4 degrees and a cough or shortness of breath. So now, in addition to having to run a restaurant, you've got to be a little nurse at the same time and make sure you have the medical ability as a restaurateur to screen all your employees when they come in.
And I got to say, one-tenth of the customers means one-tenth of the income.
The revenue.
So how, yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
So how is this going to help the business? What, we're just going to go bankrupt slower?
That's it. That's it. And one-tenth of the customers also means one-tenth of the staff, because you don't need as many staff members there to help out a fraction of the customers. And I'm just throwing one-tenth out. It might be one-sixth or one-seventh. I don't know what
And the more staff they have, the less customers they could have, because they take up space.
Because of 10 people. Well, no, it says 10 patrons per 500 square foot. Restaurants must post signs that say no one with symptoms of COVID-19 can enter.
Oh, my God.
Hmm. That's kind of like, we don't want your kind around here. Sounds a little bit like that.
Well, I wouldn't go as that far. I mean, like, for me, I came in here to do a show the other night. Mark commented that I had the sniffles, and it's because of the change in temperature between inside and going outside. You know, I had to walk. So does that mean I'm going to get kicked out of a restaurant if I'm having allergies and I sneeze, or if water goes down the wrong pipe and cough? I mean, that's
right.
Absolutely ridiculous.
What if you just were smoking a cigarette outside and came back in? You're coughing from smoking the cigarette. Parties, how will you know if it's a cough that's related to COVID-19 or just somebody having a cough? Party size is limited to no more than 6 per table. So you want to have a big birthday party? Can't have that in Georgia at a restaurant. Salad bars and buffets are no longer allowed. So if you had a buffet restaurant, you're completely out of business. You no longer can have a buffet. Okay, I guess you could switch to, you know, ordering by per person or whatever, but now you don't get to have an all-you-can-eat buffet anymore in Georgia.
Well, what's the point of, you know, because they installed the sneeze guards when HIV was prevalent, so now there's no point. I mean,
yep. Restaurants must use pre-rolled silverware. What does that even mean? Pre-rolled silverware. Are they talking about buying silverware for every customer, or are they talking about, like, plastiware? What does that mean?
I think it's, like, instead of just having the silverware, and it's just my guess, instead of having the silverware out on the table or, you know, you hand it, you know, some restaurants, they have it wrapped in a cloth, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it means, because it can't be plastic or disposable, because, you know, silverware, but pre-rolled.
But there's somebody in the back of the restaurant who's rolling it up in the... in the cloth,
well,
or in the
napkin. But they got to be wearing gloves and a mask, so I guess that's their logic.
Ridiculous. Items must be removed from self-service drink, condiment, utensil, and tableware stations. So, like, think about
Soda fountain.
Soda fountains, or any place like Chipotle, for instance, where you get your food, and then they've got like the little area where you can put some hot sauce on, or you can, you know, get the salt and pepper packets or whatever. You grab your fork, you grab your knife. That's all gone. Now workers must provide those items to patrons. So now every time you want to get a bit of salt, every time you want to get another fork, you drop your knife on the floor. Now you got to go wait in a line and talk to somebody behind the counter, and then have them go get it and then hand it to you, because you couldn't possibly be trusted to go over and get it yourself.
And by then your food's cold.
Patrons must be kept separated while waiting to be seated through floor markings or waiting in cars. So if you've got too many people in the little waiting area that the restaurant has, well, they're going to tell you, I'm sorry, sir, we have too many people in this waiting area. You're going to have to wait out in your car or wait outside for us to let you in here. Workers who show signs of illness can't come into work. Employees who have COVID-19 must self-isolate for 7 days and be fever-free and symptom-free for 3 days before coming back to work. Employers must train employees on the importance of frequent hand-washing, use of hand sanitizers, and avoiding touching their faces. And finally, for whatever reason, playgrounds must stay closed. Oh, I guess that's like McDonald's or whatever. Right?
I will say, like, the indoor playgrounds, like the ball pits, even before coronavirus, those things, like, my parents wouldn't let me go into the ball pit because that's like a breeding ground for viruses and all sorts of gross stuff. But, like outdoor playgrounds, they're in the sun, depending on what part of the country, and they're in the sun all day, so there's no way coronavirus could survive on it. So, I mean, if this is...
So does that sound like freedom to you?
No. And this doesn't even sound... And this is what people are saying, like, people are praising Georgia, they're praising the governor, they're like, he's leading the country, and then, you know, Trump is saying, whoa, this is too much, we can't do it, and I'll step in if it's too egregious. And, I mean, if this is what he considers egregious, I'd hate to see what the feds are okay with. Or if this is what, you know, the business, you know, red state, Georgia, trailblazing, you know, Southern pride is doing, I'd hate to see what Vermont or Massachusetts or Connecticut or New York.
California.
Washington State, Oregon, California. It's going to be terrible. I mean, it's going to be terrible.
It's a medical authoritarian state. And it's not going to let up anytime soon. The phases, by the way, you asked about the federal government. We went over that a few days ago on Free Talk Live. Trump's plan, they've got their guidelines that they've put out. It's very similar to this.
It's taking the economy from life support and just putting a fentanyl IV drip. I mean, it's going to keep them alive for slightly longer, but you're still putting, you know, the economy is in a medical tyranny induced coma. It's absolutely sick. And it might cause greater repercussions around the world. Famine, you know, when we come back, depression, bankruptcy of states. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.